April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello, is the Go Birds podcast presented by Parks Sportsbook and Casino. Elliot, it's time to make some picks. It's our favorite.
Well, I should say it's my favorite because
I knew this was coming. What's the record? Did not track it yet again. I know that the Monday night Raiders win over the Saints definitely hurt me. How did it shake out after? I know after week one, Elliot was 10-6 and I was 9-7. How did this past week shake out?
You know, I'm just so effing consistent. It's amazing. Like, if there's two things I know.
Were you 10-6 again? Is that what it is?
Again.
Wow. It's actually incredibly impressive. Honestly, anything over 500 for a season, picking against the spreads is incredibly impressive.
And look, I think I said this in the last betting pod, and if I did, I'll repeat it again. Every time, look, my Parks bets where I tweet them out, I'm 6-1. So if you see me tweet out a Parks bet of the night, like, go get yourself some money because I am effing money at picking those. So, look, you last week, James, I hate to break it to you, you slipped. You went from 9-7 to 8-8.
Oh, disastrous. Disastrous. Very much so. Really what you're saying is this would be a completely different discussion if the Saints hadn't let me down. That game flipped everything for me.
Yeah, because then you would have been 9-7 and I would have been 9-7. So yeah, we were tied going into Monday night and we were texting during that game. I felt at the beginning of it, I was like, this looks very bad. And then look, credit to the Raiders. They played well and came back. But I also want to know, James, how does it feel to not only have lost to me in the Parks picks? But do you want to talk about the fantasy football matchup?
My team did not show up.
Are you not ready?
I'm not ready. I'm angry. My team, no offense, is so much better than yours, and they did not show
the
up.
Technically,
I have more points in 2 weeks than you have in 2 weeks, so if you really want to go with pure talent on the football team. But regardless, you beat me. It is what it is. Leonard friggin' Fournette, are you serious? Are you serious, Leonard Fournette? Really?
Yeah. Well, I called it. I called it a mile away.
Yes. And yeah, you're a genius.
The other part is, I almost didn't start Corey Davis, ended up starting him. But I made the gigantic
mistake of not starting John Brown when I knew I should have over Scotty Miller, and I got sucked into the no Chris Godwin thing and bad managing by me. Wouldn't have mattered. You beat me anyway.
Look, we all have our strengths, right? You have a great laugh. I'm good at picking football games and about knowing things about football. So we all have our strengths. I would just say that heading into the picks portion of this pod.
We might not make it through this pod at this rate. I'm losing it. No, look, you've done a very good job of picking through the first 2 weeks. The fantasy thing was luck, but the picking is very good.
I'll give
you credit. Well, I think all fantasy football is luck, so don't take it personally. I think literally like 70% of the outcomes in fantasy football are pure luck. So, not pure. I think 70% is luck, 30% is skill. Even then, it's probably 80-20 luck. So, it doesn't matter who I'm playing in fantasy. I'm giving you credit. I think picking the games is very impressive.
What you're basically saying is I can luck into things. Is what you're saying.
Oh, look at you. This guy.
Is that essentially what you're saying?
Guy. Well done. All right. Let's get into the games. Of course, you can bet on all these games at the Parx Sportsbook Casino app and get the exact lines we're talking about. Obviously, if you listen to this later, then it comes out. The lines may shift a little bit, but these are the lines as of now as we're recording, so they shouldn't be too far from what they would appear. Elliot and I, for those who haven't listened, we did already make our Eagles-Bengals pick. I took the Bengals +6. Elliot took the Eagles -6. I am 0-2 on Eagles picks against the spread this year, so I'm not expecting to win this one. But
whereas I'm 2-0.
Yeah, so you'll probably win that one too. The Eagles alone are killing. If it weren't for the Eagles, I'd be ahead of you in picks. So this is great. It's terrific.
And you'd be much happier. So, you know,
just the worst. All right, let's dive in. We got a lot to get to. Elliot, let's start it off. Thursday night football. Another classic matchup on Thursday night. I mean, really, who isn't excited about Miami heading into Jacksonville? I mean, what a thrilling matchup this is going to be. The Jags, a 3-point standard home favorite. I finally did get the win last week on Miami, which was exciting. They did cover, which was nice. Elliot, you lead us off. We'll go back and forth. Who do you like in Miami in Jacksonville? Again, Jacksonville is a 3-point home favorite.
So for me, the tough part is my gut tells me Jacksonville. I think that what scares me is them getting points. That, like, to me feels disastrous. Anytime Jacksonville is expected to do something, it's like run away from that. Now the question is at quarterback. Gardner Minshew's played pretty well.
He's played great.
I think he's played better than Carson. Now Fitzmagic prime time, that's also somewhat worrisome. I kind of feel my gut's telling me Jacksonville, but my gut is more telling me don't take Jacksonville as a favorite. So I'm going to.
Wow. You're really struggling with this one.
I'm really struggling with this one. I think I'm going to take Jacksonville -3.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, your gut has led you in the right direction so far. You should trust your gut.
Yeah, I'm going to go Jacksonville -3 and think that at the end of this, we're saying, wow, Gardner Minshew actually might be pretty good.
Yeah, look, Gardner Minshew is good, I think, or at least good enough. I think he's pretty solid. I think, if nothing else, he believes he's good, and I think his players around him believe he's good. You know, he's that above-the-shoulder stuff going that I believe in. And
are you riding the Dolphins again?
Jacksonville, you know me too well, man. I'm taking 3 points. You're giving me 3 points with my Brian Flores-led Dolphins? More than anything, I just don't see a world where the Jacksonville Jaguars are 2-1 coming out of week 3. This just feels like the Jags have played such good football so far. Winning week 1, almost beating Tennessee in week 2, really taking them to the brink. Both AFC South teams out of division now, a funky schedule. Fitzpatrick has looked bad so far this year. We all know Ryan Fitzpatrick. This lines up for the 4-touchdown game on Thursday night, the streakiest player on the planet, other than Nick Foles, of course.
Yes.
I'm going to take the 3 points, mostly because I think that – I actually think Miami's a more talented team, and I think Brian Flores is a better coach. So I'm going to take the coach and the team – rather than the quarterback in Jacksonville. So I will take the Dolphins. I love when we go head-to-head. We're starting it off right. Moving on.
It'll make Thursday fun.
It should be fun. I agree. It makes it a lot of fun. All right. Whereas last time we were rooting for Joe Burrow together, this time we'll be rooting against each other. All right. Moving to the Sunday slate. Chicago. The 2-0 Chicago Bears head into Atlanta to face the 0-2 Falcons. Now, to be fair, they should be 1-1. What a loss last week.
Right.
But the 0-2 Falcons, and yet the Falcons, a 3.5-point home favorite here, Elliot. This one's mine to go first on. Like your thoughts on the Miami-Jacksonville one, I'm incredibly torn on this one because I don't think Chicago's a 2-0 team, talent-wise. I don't think Atlanta should be 0-2. I think they're better than that. I think their offense is legit. But I also just saw them give up a 29-10 lead and a, you know, this lead and that lead to lose to Dallas in that game. This is the wrong call. There's no way the Bears are going to be 3-0 after 3 weeks. But I'm going to bank my hopes and dreams on this half point here. I'm going to, you know what, even as I'm doing it, I feel like it's the wrong decision. But I'm going to, I can't even get it out of my mouth. You know what? I'm flipping on the fly because I can't.
So right, let me go then.
I'm going to go with Atlanta. No, I'm going to go with Atlanta. I can't bring myself to take Chicago. I'm laying the points.
Okay, so a couple things. One, I can already tell the pressure of us making these picks
is on me. It's intense. Yeah. I'm taking it very seriously.
One, I was kind of like, whatever, I'll take the Bills. Like now I should start doing a ton of research in this. I'm very
excited. I do know research. So, this is all gut.
Yeah. Well, I don't really need to do research as we can tell. But all right. Here's where I fall on this. I think Atlanta can score points. I don't think the Bears can score points. To me, it's that simple. And it's in Atlanta. I don't think this is going to be – I think Atlanta's going to get high 20s, I think, at home. Like, I don't – I'm not trusting Mitch Trubisky to lead the Bears to a shootout win over the Falcons. I don't think the Falcons are an 0-3 team. I also don't think the Bears are a 3-0 team. Like, again, when you're talking about two teams that aren't that good, I'd rather just take the points because you just get more outcomes that way. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with Atlanta here, -3.5.
All right, good. This is one of those ones I'm happy we're on the same side because if I had done that whole thing and then went with Atlanta and you took Chicago, who I was originally going to take, and they won, that would have really crushed me. So I'm happy we're both taking the Falcons, moving on. Houston heading into Pittsburgh, a 0-2 team, another one of these 0-2 versus 2-0 teams. Pittsburgh only a 4-point favorite. I would have thought it might have been higher. What do you think of this one, E?
The Texans being 2-0 is somewhat interesting when making this pick.
0-2.
That is worrisome. So, yeah, that's what I mean, 0-2. Yeah, that is almost making me want to flip, but I just think Pittsburgh's better. I think Pittsburgh's going to be one of the better teams in the league this year. Houston, I really like Deshaun Watson, but ultimately, I don't know if they're a very good team. 4 points is a lot, especially against a desperate Houston team. But I don't like Bill O'Brien as a head coach. And I'm pretty sure I picked Houston week 1 and they absolutely screwed me against the Chiefs. So I will not be doing that again. I just trust Pittsburgh more. I'm going to take Pittsburgh -4, but a worrisome trend here. I picked a favorite in the first 3 games and that's not great.
Well, the favorites were awesome last week. It won, I think, almost all the games, if not like 98%.
Okay, well, then never mind. So, I feel good about it.
Yeah, that's actually a good lane to be in. Of course, me, the idiot. I'm betting on Bill O'Brien here. It's just a bad idea. This is one of those third quarter, they're down 20, and I'm like, why did I bet on Bill O'Brien with Will Fuller? What was I thinking? I am just thinking that I don't think Pittsburgh's that good. I think they're solid. I think they're a 9-7, 10-6 type team. I know you think they're better than that. And I just don't think Houston's going to fall to 0-3 in this spot. Again, even if they do, I think it's a close game, 3 points. If it were Pittsburgh -3, I might go the other way. Like, that's a real scary line for me. Getting that extra point, making it 4, again, with Houston's life on the line, I'm going to bet on Deshaun Watson not letting the season slip away yet. I don't feel great about this one. This is not one I would personally bet my favorite. And to your point before about your Parks picks, I have made money betting on football this year. The games that I feel most confident about, I've been really good on. It's the ones where I'm a little shakier on the side that I have not. So I've been betting on the ones I feel really confident about. I don't feel really confident about this one, but I'm going to take the points and be a little nervous about it. All right, potentially, yeah. And the we talked about it yesterday, the game of the week is obviously Monday night. We'll get to that eventually. But this has a chance, certainly of the early slate of games, I think probably the best game on the slate here. As I think Los Angeles, the Rams, heading into Buffalo, one of the few 2-0 versus 2-0 games on the slate, maybe the only one as I'm looking through. Yeah, because New Orleans, I guess other than Kansas City and Baltimore. Duh.
Yeah.
Duh. This is a really interesting matchup to me. Buffalo at home, only a -2 favorite. I'll go first on this one. I think the Rams are a good football team. I think that what we saw last week, they're just a good football team. They've got good pieces. As long as they're healthy, especially on offense, they're going to score points. Buffalo, I still like Buffalo. I don't love them. They have, you know, they're 2-0, but they barely beat the Jets. I know they won by 10, but that was a game that ended up being much closer than it should have been, considering they're up 21-3 at the half. And then last week, they let the Dolphins come back on them and almost lost that game. And I like the Dolphins more than most, but I don't think that the Bills have not shown me close to as much through two games as the Rams have with their win over Dallas and then what they did to us here last week. I think the Rams are a flat-out better football team. They're going in. They're getting points. I'm going to take the Rams plus two, and I feel this is one I feel actually pretty good about.
All right, so the reason I'm going to make my pick in this game is the most Elliot reason ever. You ready?
I can't wait. Is it something to do with how someone's attire or how handsome they are?
That would maybe be the most Elliot reason. So when I was in Buffalo last year, I was in that stadium, and just from my experience in that stadium, the Rams are not going into Buffalo and winning a game.
Wow.
I don't know what the weather is going to be like. I know it's a different month. The Rams are not built to go to Buffalo and win the type of game that they're going to have to win to play that game. I'll also say that although the Rams are good, I didn't think – like there were stretches of that game against the Eagles where I was like, they don't look that great, like the middle stretch part of the game. I was on with you, Richie, and DeCamera earlier this week, and I kind of made a joke that you want Carson to be better than Josh Allen. I like take that back. Josh Allen's been really good this year, and
he's
has some legitimate signs of improvement. I think you can make the argument – he's better than Jared Goff. I think he's more dynamic, at least, with his legs. So I think the fact that it's in Buffalo and the fact that I'm going to kind of start giving Josh Allen some credit, I'm going to take the Buffalo minus two.
Yeah, Josh Allen was the only one on my fantasy team who actually wanted to beat you last week. Everyone else was like, yeah, we're going to take the week off. Josh Allen was like, not on my watch.
Fantasy matchup you lost.
Isn't that implied by saying he's the only one who showed up, Elliot? Jeez. Jeez, you got lucky. You lucked into a fantasy win. Congratulations. All right, moving on. That's so far my favorite pick and the one I'm most excited about because now we're on opposite sides. So absolutely love that game. All right, moving on. Another interesting one. Las Vegas Raiders coming off a awesome win at home against New Orleans. Now, like you talked about and the reason you picked them, the new stadium and all the going on with that, and you were dead right about it. Little different situation now heading to New England. New England, of course, coming off a tough Sunday night loss against Seattle, but one that also kind of confirmed that we can say, all right, the Patriots are not bad. Like they've got a chance.
For sure.
They're pretty solid, and Cam looks awesome. You were right about that, Tui. What do you think about this game? You're up first this one. By the way, New England is a 5.5-point home favorite.
Mm-hmm. So I think both these teams are really good. I think this is going to be a great game. I'm all in on the Raiders. Did you see that video of John Gruden in the locker room afterwards?
It was great.
Yeah, that's a playoff team type vibe from that locker room. So I'm all in on them. I picked the Patriots to win the division at the beginning of the year. I still feel that way. I know the Bills have looked good, as we just talked about, but I'm all in on the Patriots. For me, this is just a matchup of two really good teams. And if I can get 5.5 points for one of them, that's where I'm going to go. I think that the Patriots could absolutely win this game. I think the Raiders could. So I'll just take the 5.5 points and trust it's either a close game or the Raiders pull it out.
Yeah, so this is where we diverge. I think that the Raiders coming off a big home win, flying across the country. Yes, across the country, Elliot, to face a
Patriots. This one's across the country, I would agree.
A Patriots team coming off a heartbreaking loss. We all saw the picture that went viral of Bill Belichick. The man has not slept since they left Seattle. He's tattered. He's beaten. All he's doing is studying Raiders tape. He knows John Gruden. He knows what to do against John Gruden. This feels like a Patriots big win to me. I don't know if it's, you know.
You kind of convinced me. I'm not going to switch my vote, but that was good reason.
Thank you. Yeah, so I feel pretty good. I'm going to lay the 5.5 points. I think they win by a touchdown or more. All right, next one. Talk about the walking wounded. We have made a big deal about all the injuries we've seen here in Philadelphia this season, and they are nothing compared to what the Niners went through just last week alone. And then they complain about the turf at MetLife Stadium. And then wouldn't you know it, Elliot, they're playing there again this week. The beat-up, beleaguered Niners taking on the Giants. The Giants, only a four-point underdog at home here, Elliot. It's my turn to go first. I don't care if it's Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't care if it's Nick Mullins. I don't care if it's Nick, the guy who lives next door to you. I'm not taking 4 points with Joe Judge. I'm laying them. I don't care. I think the Niners are better. They stayed out here this week, even with all the injuries. And granted, the Giants, their own, with Saquon, obviously a massive one. Niners are just better. Shanahan's a better coach. They're going to win. They'll win by more than four. I feel really good about taking the Niners, even a beat-up Niners team.
So are they the first team to ever play back-to-back weeks at MetLife?
I don't know.
That's pretty crazy.
It's a great question. It is really – I feel like it's happened before because it just feels somewhat familiar to me, but I can't cite it. But it's a really interesting one.
So the Eagles fans would burn MetLife Stadium to the ground if Carson Wentz and Fletcher Cox got injured in one game and it was deemed that potentially the turf had something to do with it.
So we would drive up there and literally like set it on fire. Yes.
It would be very ugly. It would be a fans of Philly trip to burn is what the vibe of that trip would be. I agree with you. I just think ultimately, yeah, not having Garoppolo does matter. But I just trust Shanahan more than I trust Joe Judge. I think they'll find ways to score points. I actually think not having Saquon, although, again, he's a running back, like I actually think that somewhat impacts the Giants' offense more than not having Garoppolo does, just because it's so much more on Daniel Jones now. So I'm also going to take the Niners.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that one. I think Nick Mullins is all right. You know, I think he's one of the better.
He played
backups
pretty good for them for a few games, didn't
he? Legitimately,
yeah.
I think he's one of the better backups in the league. All right, this next one might be the most difficult to make sense of game on the slate this week for a number of reasons, as it's a 2-0 team versus an 0-2 team. The 2-0 team hasn't looked very good, but they're 2-0. The 0-2 team, everyone thought was going to be pretty good and have been a legit dumpster fire. Tennessee heading into Minnesota. Minnesota is a 2.5-point underdog at home, Elliot. Which way? This is a tough one to pick as far as I'm concerned. Which way are you going on it?
This is, I think, probably, excuse me, this is probably the toughest game of the weekend.
I think so. This was the toughest for me. I agree. Well, I guess maybe other than me, like, actually changing my pick on the fly with Atlanta and Chicago.
There's also something about the 2.5-point home favorite that just screams to me, don't bet this game. Like, that's such a weird, like, right? Like, that's such, like, a weird line. You don't see that very often. I have to make a pick, obviously, although I wish I did not. I guess I'll go Tennessee in this case. I mean, I think that, you know, Tannehill's playing well. He's certainly playing better than Kirk Cousins is. I think Tennessee is just a flat-out better team, and I guess in a game where I can't really read anything into it, I'll just pick the team I think is better. It looks like I'm going to end up being wrong about Minnesota. I thought they'd be pretty good this year. But I'll take Tennessee, even though they're favorite.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think 2.5 points is not enough to persuade me to take the underdog.
I think that's probably the right call, and I am going to – it seems for the third time lose on my Minnesota call because I picked them in week one against Green Bay. They got boat raced. I picked them in week two against Indy. They got boat raced. It is the definition of insanity for me to do this.
Yeah, seriously.
And yet I can't help myself, Elliot. I can't see this Vikings team being 0-3 with a home game against Tennessee. And here's the thing. If Tennessee had looked great the last 2 weeks, I would probably pick Tennessee because Minnesota has been bad enough that it is fair to say, all right, they're probably just not very good right now. And whatever it is, there are just issues that they have. But Tennessee barely squeaks by Denver, barely squeaks by Jacksonville. Tennessee is not a great football team right now. I'm going to take the desperate team here. This is a desperate team at home getting points. I'm going to take a shot on Minnesota, but I tell you this, Elliot. I don't even know what Minnesota's schedule is. But if they lose this for me, I don't care who they're playing next week. I am not picking them blind. Whatever the line is, whatever the game, you have my word. I am picking against Minnesota next week. If they screw me again here, that is my deal. All right.
I'll just say Tennessee's been squeaking by a lot of teams over the last, like, you know. So anyway, go ahead. But I feel good about this one. It is a tough one.
I think it's the right pick. I think you're right to pick Tennessee.
After hearing you pick Minnesota, I feel better.
You should. It's the right pick. Again, out there, if you are betting on these games, pick Tennessee. I'm just going down with this ship. All right, last of the early games, I believe. Washington at Cleveland. Cleveland wins a game against Cincinnati, and now they're a 7-point home favorite over Washington. I'll go first on this one, Elliot. Look, we made a mistake, or I made a mistake. It screwed me last week by picking Washington on the road. Turns out Washington not that good, as we saw, but Cleveland's not that good either. I will lay the point, or I will take the points, plus 7. I just don't think Cleveland's that good. I think Washington's okay. 7 points is too many. Give me Washington.
So I think there is not a single quarterback in the league. Like, Baker is at the bottom of my quarterback
total. Wow.
There is not a single quarterback I would take over Baker over him.
Really? Like, of all the – you're talking just starters, right?
Yeah, just starters, obviously. Yeah, but, like – I could not be more out on Baker. I don't know what it is. And Baker seems like somebody I would really like. Like
swag.
But just whenever I watch him, he just does not seem like a winning quarterback to me. Like, there's just something about him that when I watch, it's like red flag city. And I thought that showed up against Cincinnati, even though he played relatively well. Like, he just doesn't look like somebody to me that I'm willing to give 7 points to, even at home. That's just a lot of points. I think Washington's, again, defensive line, probably every time we talk about Washington, we'll bring it up, but I just think they're that good. Disappointing showing versus Arizona. Like that, I think that's one of the games I got wrong last week. I picked Washington. This will be the third week in a row I'll pick Washington, which is not a trend I want to continue. But 7 points is just so many points. And against a quarterback that I don't trust, like, I'll take the point. So I'll do Washington plus 7.
Yeah, I feel really, really good about that one. I feel very confident. That is one of my favorite.
There'll be something especially annoying about if Baker has a huge game.
Just wait. It's locked to happen. I mean, we may as well just get ready for it now. Elliot, remember, and everyone listening, remember, you can bet on every single one of these games at the Parks Sportsbook Casino. You get the Parks Sportsbook Casino app. It's right here in the Delaware Valley, right here in Bucks County. We love Park Sportsbook and Casino, and it's our sports betting app of choice. Your money is safe and secure right here in the Delaware Valley on their easy-to-use Parks Casino sports betting app, the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the whole state of Pennsylvania, the Park Sportsbook app. Bet with the best. You can bet on any of these games, as we said. If it were me, I'm putting a few shekels on Los Angeles and Buffalo. Getting 2 points. I think they're a really good football team. I'm betting on San Francisco in New York. I think that's a Kyle Shanahan over Joe Judge all day, every day type of bet. You can bet on any single one of these games. You don't even have to just bet on the games. You can bet on how many points will a team have at halftime. How many yards will a quarterback throw? Rushing yards. This, that. There's so many different things that you can bet on. Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the best. Here's the deal. Sign up now and you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Just download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's P-A-R-X, casino.com/PA, and use the promo code GOBIRDS. That's G-O-B-I-R-D-S. B-I-R-D-S, excuse me. No E in there. To get your risk-free bet of up to $500, the website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Elliot, let's get to the rest of the slate. It was nice to see some afternoon games this week. You know, we've had so many early games, so little in the afternoon. It'll be fun to have some afternoon action. Let's start with maybe one of the less exciting ones, but an interesting line nonetheless, is Carolina coming off the loss to Tampa, heads out to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers, who have had some news surrounding them today with the whole Tyrod Taylor getting,
to say the least,
lung punctured when they tried to give him the shot. That whole situation. The Chargers, despite it all, a 6.5-point home favorite against Carolina. Elliot, you're up on this one.
So this, to me, like, one of the sad parts, and I don't mean to, obviously I love my job, so I'm not complaining whatsoever, but one of the tough parts about my job is I never get to really take a nap to football games. This would be such a phenomenal game to take a nap to. Like, you watch the early games.
What a ridiculous, I love that thing. One of the things I miss is not napping during football.
You get to, like, fall asleep for the first half, then you wake up for the second half and find out that your decision to take the Chargers minus 6.5 is going to be lucrative. Like, no Christian McCaffrey to me is really all you need to know. I don't see how Carolina's going to score. I'm also kind of in on Justin Herbert. He played pretty well last week, finding out the last second he was going to be
impressed.
In there.
I was impressed.
Yeah, so I think that I don't think the Chargers are a team where many weeks I'll feel confident giving them 6.5. But against a Carolina team without McCaffrey, I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I do too. I'm going with the Chargers in this one. I'm laying the 6.5. I don't feel amazing about it, but I think the Chargers are a solid football team. They're not great. They're not horrible. They're a solid team. I think Carolina's pretty bad. And I know that they played the Raiders pretty tough in week one. But Tampa last week pulls away, dominates early. They let him kind of get back in it and then pulls away. But like you said, I mean, look, Mike Davis is a nice backup. But Christian McCaffrey was by far the most important player on that team. Certainly that offense. Losing him makes an impact. I'm actually shocked it's not more points than 6.5. I feel very good about taking the Chargers. All right. You mentioned it yesterday when we were talking about our favorite bets. This one, I think we are both just headed in the same direction on this one. I don't think we even need to belabor it much, but the New York Jets heading into Indianapolis. Indianapolis is a 10.5 point home favorite. Make it 14. Make it 17. I'm taking the Colts. I am so far out on the Jets. I think Adam Gase and Matt Patricia, far and away, the two first coach fired best bets. Gase is a disaster. That team is a disaster. Played a San Francisco team that, as we mentioned, lost like their entire team in the process of the game last week and still couldn't come close. I feel very good laying 10.5 with the Colts.
Yeah, I agree. I think the only thing I really need to see this week was Adam Gase saying to the media that the Jets would be better if the players would just execute the plays he called.
Oh, like, God. What an Adam Gase thing to say.
Very Chip Kelly vibes to that, too. Yes, but yes. If I'm a player, I'm like, bro, what have you ever accomplished to tell me your plays are, like, so amazing? 10.5 is a lot of points. For a team that I don't know if it's very good. Like, I'm not super in on the Colts, but I said it week one, and I feel confident about it, even if I didn't promise it. I will not pick the Jets all year. So, Indy, -10.5 is my pick as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, same. And look, the Colts, I was really disappointed with them week one when I picked them. I picked against them last week. They throttled Minnesota last week, and they should have beaten them by a lot more. Like, they settled for a lot of field goals in spots where you felt like they could have converted. Jonathan Taylor looks legit. I think they're just way better than the Jets, so I feel good about that one. All right. Probably the other best game of the day here, other than the night games. Again, both night games, Sunday night, Monday night, we'll get to our great games. But Dallas at Seattle, I think this is a really interesting game. Look, Seattle's good. I think we can say that. That win against
for sure. They might be the best team in the conference.
I think they might be. They might be. I really like what they're doing. Russ Wilson. Maybe finally the year he wins MVP, then he has 9 touchdowns and 11 incompletions. I know everyone's seen
that's
that
insane.
Stat, but it's absurdity. It is an unbelievable, unbelievable stat. It is so impressive. Also very nice owning him in fantasy. I own him in my longtime keeper league, and he's been
so the league,
super
the league you
fun.
Didn't lose in this week.
Oh no, I put up 194 points in a half point PPR league. I had Aaron Jones.
Could you use some of those
Jones,
points in the other match?
Russell, yeah, tell me about it. Aaron Jones, Russell Wilson, Nick Chubb. Like I had all the. I mean, Aaron Jones put up 46 points, and Russell Wilson put up 40 points. It was a dominant, dominant showing. So yeah,
well, glad to hear your minor league team did well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, guess what? You know what? It's all luck anyway, so it doesn't even matter. Dallas at Seattle. I believe you're up first. Yes, because I spoke for both of us, but I did take the Colts. Seattle is a 4-point home favorite against Dallas. Interesting because we don't really know what Dallas is.
Yeah, well, I think Dallas is good. I mean, I to me, that comeback win against the Falcons reminded me a lot of the Eagles' 2017 win over the Giants on the 61-yard field goal. Like, that's like
bite
the type of vibe.
Bite your tongue, Elliot. Bite your tongue. Never compare Dallas to that season in any way, shape, or form. Continue.
All right. That being said, I do think Dallas is a pretty good team, even though obviously their week one performance wasn't great, and then they were getting smoked last week. But Seattle is just super good, and it's in Seattle. I know that there's no fans, but this is – I don't know. There might not be a team in the league right now that I would pick – with the points. I mean, maybe Kansas City, I guess, but like Seattle -4 is not really, it's not really a huge line. I mean, you get 3 just for being at home anyway. So they only think they're marginally better than the Cowboys, which I disagree with. I think Seattle is way better. So I'll take Seattle -4.
Me too. Dallas sucks. You know how I feel. And I do think Seattle's a good football team. And look, could I see this being a 3-point game and we should have taken Dallas? Sure. I'm going to bet on it being a touchdown game. I feel really good about Russell, where that Seattle team's at. I think they win, and I think they take care of business. All right. Detroit, heading in to take on Arizona. Arizona 2-0 has been great. Kyler Murray is real. You were absolutely right about Kyler Murray.
That dude
is really good. I would say he's better than Nate Sudfeld. Some people might not.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say, because I was actually dead wrong about Kyler Murray.
But I know. Well, it's funny because you were in on Arizona this year. Like, you've been down on that team. But that's pretty funny. Detroit, I believe, has lost 11 straight games, if I'm not mistaken, and finding some painful ways to do it. Yet Arizona's only a 5.5-point favorite at home. Elliot, I am up first. This is one of those, and we know, look, this is actually pretty interesting because last year we had a very similar situation where Detroit went out there and we all thought that they were going to get that they were going to murder Arizona, and then Arizona, with the great comeback, ends up tying them in that game. Matt Patricia with a horrendous call. Yet in this time, it's flipped around. Arizona, 5.5-point favorite. I can't believe it's only 5.5, Elliot. I'm taking Arizona handily. One of my favorite bets in the day. I would guess by Sunday this line gets closer up to 7. I don't know any reason how you could possibly take what we've seen from Arizona and Kyler Murray and what we've seen from Detroit. You have to be crazy to bet on Detroit in this game, in my opinion.
So Kristen just walked in the room, and nothing makes me feel ever like a bigger loser than me recording a podcast when she walks in.
Come on, I've been there so many times.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But all right, so with Arizona, I think Arizona is a very fun team to bet on all year. Like, they strike me as a team that they're going to win big, and when they lose, it'll be exciting games. So I think Arizona is always a good team to take those shekels, as James liked to say, and put them on the Cardinals. I would also say that last week, the reason I didn't take Arizona is because I was like, you know what? They're still kind of learning how to win. Washington's not a great team. I could see them potentially being taken lightly. No, I think that Arizona is legit. I think they're going to win this game. And Detroit is in the similar vein of the Jets for me, where I will probably not pick them all year. I'm not committing to it, but I can't envision myself saying, you know what? I think Detroit will do well in this game. So same. I'm going to take Arizona, even with them. I actually don't even think 5.5 is that many points, to be honest. I know you said that. I don't think it's a ton. I guess in gambling senses it is, but I think they could easily win this game by 10 points.
That's my point.
So,
I'm shocked it's not 7. Like, I would have guessed this line. If we had played our, you know, stolen from Bill Simmons and Cousin Sal, guessed the Lions game, I would have guessed Arizona by 7. Like, that would have been my guess for the Lions. So I feel like you're getting a free 1.5 at least there. And I agree with you. I think they win by 10 or more. I think they're way better. By the way, Byron Jones out for the Thursday night game, so I'm already behind the eight ball.
Nice. Your pick's already in. Sorry, buddy.
What else would I expect? All right, last one before we get to the night games. Tampa Bay is heading into Denver. Tampa coming off their first one of the season. Denver coming off a mound of injuries and an 0-2 start. Denver is only a 6-point home underdog here. I guess only, it does imply, you know, it's, you would think it would be that is a lot of points at home, but even still, with how bad they've been, I'm surprised it's not more. Which way are you heading on this one?
By the way,
Jeff Driskel, the quarterback for the Broncos. Let's not forget that.
Right. I mean, Blake Bortles obviously would not have been great, but there might have been a bit of an X factor there. I mean, look, I think Tampa got things right last week. I think that week one game, I always said, was a little overrated, the fact that they lost to the Saints. I like Denver, but I think not having their quarterbacks a big deal, and then also no Cortland Sutton. 6 points is a lot to cover on the road, especially new team with Tom Brady, but I'm still going to go Tampa Bay -6 here.
Yeah, I'm struggling with this one, actually. On the face of it, you think, oh, Tampa's way better. I love Jeff Driskel to the point where I've called him Jeff Friskel before because I think he's a little frisky. I think Jeff Driskel's a fun, you know, throw him out there for a game and maybe surprise some people type of quarterback. 6 points is a lot of points at home. 0-2, needing the game. I just can't bring myself to do it.
Yeah, no way.
I just can't. Vic Fangio's a bad coach. I can't bring myself to
do it. Also, like, let's keep it real. Is Jeff Driskel going to keep it close with Tom Brady?
Well, here's the thing. We have very different views of what Tampa is. I don't think Tampa's that good. You know what I mean? I think Tampa's like a 9-7, 8-8 type of team.
Oh, so, I think you're dead wrong. About
obviously,
that.
We've done this. We've been down this road. We did our whole preview. I know how you feel, and I feel differently. So it's not that crazy that I would consider it when you think about Tampa the way I think about Tampa. But ultimately, I'm with you. I'm taking Tampa. I can't bring myself to do it, though. Watch Frisco get it done. Just watch. All right, Sunday night. Two fun ones here with Sunday night and Monday night. Green Bay has been, and granted, you know, not playing, you know, juggernaut teams so far, but Green Bay, two games, two dominant wins. The offense has been cooking. They're heading in to take a New Orleans team on that just came off a really, you know, bummer of a loss for them on Monday night. New Orleans is a 3.5-point home favorite here, so getting a slight bump there, which is surprising. The offense did not look as good without Michael Thomas. Drew Brees not there. I came into this with every expectation that I was going to pick New Orleans. I really like what I've seen from Green Bay. You said something last week when we were doing the pick show that really hit me that I 100% agree with. There's some FU in Aaron Rodgers' game this year.
Yeah.
The drafting of Love, the whole thing. I think Aaron Rodgers is having an FU season. Do I think it continues on Sunday night in New Orleans? I think it does to the point that I think if they lose, it's a 3-point game. I'll take Green Bay. I'll take the points, and I'm terrified, and I can't believe I just did that. Which way are you going?
I actually feel really confident taking the points here. I think the Packers are a better team than the Saints.
Love it.
I know it's
making me
New
feel
Orleans,
better about
again,
it already.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I am 10-6 both the last two weeks.
I should just be copying your picks at this rate.
I think Green Bay is better than New Orleans. I don't think the home field advantage matters as much this year. I actually like the Packers in a dome. I think that, I mean, they score points. And I think Aaron Rodgers is just way better than Drew Brees. So for me, this is an easy one. 3.5 is not even that many points, honestly. I get the points too, so I feel great about this one. So 3.5 for sure, I'm taking Green Bay.
All right, one more. Monday Nighter, game of the season potential here. Mahomes. Lamar,
yeah, awesome.
Let's go. I cannot wait for this game. I'm more excited for this game than the Eagles game in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways. Not really. It's just because I'm so scared of getting hurt again, Elliot, that there's a little nervous about the Eagles game. Just pure excitement. Lamar Mahomes. Baltimore is a 3.5. I thought this would be a 3. If you'd asked me I thought a standard 3 here. Baltimore, a slight favorite at home, 3.5 points. Could be the line telling us something, Elliot. How you reading this game? Which way are you going with it?
I want you to pick this one first.
Oh, so we're just going to flip our thing and okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I think it's the winner.
Oh, you need a bigger advantage. You're 10-6. Yeah. You need another advantage to hear which way I'm going with it. Fine. I get it. Sure.
Actually, you know what? I'll go first.
I'm kidding.
First. I've decided my pick
right
now.
Well, I've been decided. Go ahead.
Okay. Kansas City +3.5. If I can get points with the Chiefs, that feels like the move. I'll also say this, as much as I love Lamar, and I really do, he is 0-2 in playoff games. And not that this is a playoff game, but this is like a big type game, and we've seen him killing on prime time, so maybe this is not a great point. But ultimately, if I'm getting two really good teams against each other, just give me the team where I get the points. So I'll take Kansas City.
So I'm taking Kansas City too. I do think that there is a chance that Baltimore handles them at home. I think Baltimore is all around a better football team right now. They've been playing better, obviously, the first 2 weeks. Kansas City, a little bit of a disappointing performance against the Chargers, but I think they were looking ahead a little bit. I think your ultimate thing you said, breaking it down a basic level, I think these two teams are very similar. I think they're the two best teams in the AFC. I'm getting an extra half point. Points, period. But I'm getting an extra half point. This is a 3-point game. This should be a 3-point line. It's crazy for it to be 3.5. That half point, you could either look at it as, oh, that tells me I should take Baltimore, which I thought long and hard about. I'm taking the half point the other way. Kansas City's too good to not be a 3-point dog in this situation. I'll take the points, and I feel pretty good about it.
All right, quick over-under. They should put this on the Parks Casino app. Which will be a higher, or it's not over under actually, but which will be the higher number? Points scored in this game or Eagles points scored over the next 4 games?
Oh my God.
Keep in mind, they play, the Bengals are really your only hope, but they have San Francisco, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. this game will probably be, I don't know, maybe 80 points.
Well, I mean, the over-under is probably like 60 or 55 or something like that. Right. But I would guess it goes over whatever the number is. I would guess it goes over, I think it'll be like 70-ish points or something like that. I think it's a 40 to 35, you know, that type of football game. I'll take the Eagles over the next 4 weeks, but I don't feel great about it. But I'll take the Eagles. I think they can, you know, all they essentially have to do is average 20 points a week over 4 weeks. I think they could do that.
Okay. I think I would too. But really sad note to end the pod on.
Thanks, Elliot, for that. Really good.
No problem.
Almost as sad as when you go 10-6 again and I'm sitting here just, you know,
commanding three-game lead
just
now.
Dominating me.
Yeah.
All right, well, hopefully it turns around this week. I feel pretty good about my picks. Remember, you can bet on every single one of these games with the Parks Sportsbook app. Bet with the best. Get it now. Bet on these games. Have some fun with us. Promo code GOBIRDS. Elliot, have fun at the wedding this weekend, man.
Thanks.
You're going to be missed, man. You're going to be missed.
Yeah, I am. Honestly, I mean, I texted you this. I'll say it on the pod, too. Like, I mean, he's been my best friend since sixth grade. I'm the best man. I'm super excited, all that stuff. I'm going to miss Go Birds Radio so much. Like, buddy. I really wish he would have taken into consideration the fact that.
He should have cared about you. Like, it's messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have to give a speech. It should go pretty well. Although, actually, like, so his he's doing like a mini wedding. It's really just the couple, the parents, and then the best man and the bridal party. So I have to give both a speech at this one and at his big wedding next year.
Oh, man.
So it's a little, yeah. But I think I use all my good lines for this one, right? Like, I think, like, I hit this one out the park, and then I just figure it out over the next year.
Well, I think you just give the exact same speech, most likely, really. I mean, because, you know.
It's a good point.
You could do that, too. Either way. It's a good point. Enjoy it, buddy. We'll miss you. Check me out, Go Birds Radio on Saturday, 1 to 3 on WIP. I will be there by my lonesome. So call me. Hang out with me.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it's all good. Just call me. People will call. It'll be all good. And then Sunday, post-game show, Eagles-Bengals. Hopefully. Please, can we just talk about it, Wing? All right. Again, Park Sportsbook Casino app. Download the app. Bet on these games. Have some fun with us. Until next week, he's Elliot. I'm James. We'll see you later.